oil tanker Mestar, which had been briefly detained and turned toward Iran on Friday, has apparently been released. The Fars News Agency reports the ship was stopped Friday in the Strait of Hormuz after it started oil leaks in the waterway. Fars said the ship was sent back to international waters and continued its voyage. Another British-operated vessel, the Stena Impero, was stopped by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps and detained for violating what were called international maritime rules. At the White House, President Donald Trump said the United States would be working with Britain on the situation.
So we're going to be speaking with the UK, and this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the seizures were, in his words, unacceptable, and said London is looking for a diplomatic way to resolve the situation. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was shot down in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship on Thursday. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guard says something different.
A day after saying the USS Boxer took defensive action when the drone got too close and did not back away.
No doubt about it. No, we shot it down.
The Pentagon says the Boxer actually used electronic jamming to bring the drone down and did not fire a missile. Iran says none of the above. The whole thing never happened, and all drones were safely back at their bases. Neither side is providing evidence to prove its claims, though Iran's Revolutionary Guard did release video the drone shot of the Boxer and other vessels, without saying how that proves no drones went down. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday the United States has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires. In his remarks Friday, Pompeo announced the newly imposed U.S. sanctions against Hezbollah operative Salman Rauf Salman.
Salman Rauf Salman served as the on-the-ground coordinator for the Amia bombing and remains a wanted man who continues plotting terrorism on behalf of Hezbollah.
The visit to Argentina coincides with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish community center, which left 85 people dead. The Argentine government has said that Hezbollah was responsible for the attack. A strong earthquake hit near the Greek capital of Athens, causing residents to run into the street in fear and firefighters to check for people trapped in elevators. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The Athens Institute of Geodynamics gave the earthquake a preliminary magnitude of 5.1, but the U.S. Geological Survey gave it a preliminary magnitude of 5.3. The Athens Institute says the quake struck at 2:13 p.m. local time, about 13.7 miles north of Athens. The quake sparked limited power cuts and communication problems around Athens, and the fire brigade reported receiving calls about people being trapped in elevators. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital Friday killed at least 8 people and wounded 33 others as students and lawyers waited to take an examination. Officials said there was no immediate claim of responsibility. On Thursday, Taliban insurgents set off 2 car bombs outside the police headquarters in the city of Kandahar, killing at least 12. A large portion of the United States is sweltering in a massive heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in an area where record temperatures will likely be set on Saturday. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovic says heat and humidity are expected to drive temperatures into triple digits.
From the lee of the Central Rockies through a good part of the Midwest, Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and into the Northeast, and across those areas, temperatures will be in the 95 to 100 degree range. And when you factor in the humidity levels, the heat indices are going to be in the 105 to 110 degree range.
The temperature here in Washington is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists say it will feel just as hot here as in Death Valley, California. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.